The Gospels According to Love audio. John chapter 12. Mary anoints Jesus. April 3, 2004. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where he had raised Lazarus from the dead. There he attended a supper in his honor, at which Martha served. Lazarus was among those who sat at the table dining with Jesus. Mary brought a pound of very costly ointment of spikenard, anointing the feet of Jesus, and then wiping his feet with her hair. The odor of the ointment filled the house. Jesus' disciple, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, being the one who would betray Jesus, objected, saying, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 pence and given to the poor?" This Judas said, not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and held the bag and bore the money that was therein. Jesus answered, saying, "Let her alone. Against the day of my burial has she kept this. For the poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me with you." Many of the Jews knew Jesus was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom Jesus had risen from the dead. Therefore the chief priests plotted also to put Lazarus to death. Because of him, many of the Jews had come to believe and have faith in Jesus. The next day, many people came to the feast, hearing that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. They took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet Jesus, crying, "Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that comes in the name of love." Jesus had his disciples bring him a young ass, and he sat thereon. This he did so that the saying, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, the King comes sitting on an ass colt," could be manifest. These things the disciples did not understand at first, but when Jesus glorified love, they remembered that these things were written of him, that they had done these things before him. The crowd of people that were with Jesus when he called Lazarus out of the grave and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness, and for this cause the people also met Jesus, for they heard he had done this miracle. The Pharisees rallied among themselves, saying, "Perceive ye nothing? But behold, the world has gone after Jesus." There were certain Greeks among those come up to worship at the feast. The same came before Philip, who was of Bethsaida of Galilee. The Greeks desired Jesus, saying, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." So Philip went and told Andrew, and Andrew and Philip told Jesus. Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Love should be glorified. Surely I say to you, unless a corn of wheat falls and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. Those who love their life shall lose it. Those who hate their life in this world shall keep their life eternally. If anyone serves me, they must follow me. Where I am, there shall my servant be also. All who serve Christ will be honored by love. Now my soul is grieving. What shall I say? Love, save me from this hour. No one for this cause. I came to this hour. Love, glorify your name." Then there came a voice from heaven saying, "I have glorified love and will glorify love again." The people that had heard this said it thundered. Others said an angel spoke to Jesus. Jesus answered and said, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the hate of this world be cast out. When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all towards me. The people spoke, "We have heard the law that Christ abides forever. How then do you say the Son of Love must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Love?" Jesus said to them, "Only a little while longer is love with you. Walk while you have the light, unless hate comes upon you. For those who walk in hate know where they are going." While you have love, believe in love, that you may be the children of love. These things spoke Jesus. Then departed, he hid himself from them. Jesus had done so many miracles before the people, yet they did not believe in him. Things were this way, so that the sayings of Esaias the prophet would manifest. Love, who has believed our report, to whom has the arm of love been revealed? The people could not believe because Esaias said again, "Love has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their hearts, or be converted, that Christ should heal them." These things said Esaias when he saw Christ's glory, and Christ spoke of love. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers, many of them believed in Jesus. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess Jesus, lest they be cast out their synagogue. For they loved the praise of each other more than the praise of love. Jesus cried and said, "Those that believe in me do not Those that believe in me do not believe in me, but the love that sent me. Those that see me see the love that sent me. I have brought love into the world, that whatsoever believes in me should not abide in hate. If anyone hears my words and believes not, I judge him not. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. Those that reject me and do not receive my word have one that judges them. The words that I have spoken, the same shall judge them in their last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but of the love that sent me. Love gave me the commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. I know that love's commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, love has said to me, so it is for love I speak."